it's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
It's Monday, it's 3:05. That means we talk to John Hook, Fox 10 news anchor, 5 and 9 o'clock. He also wrote the book, Who Killed Bob Crane? The Final Close-Up. Make sure you get that wherever books are sold. John, how are you today?
Doing great, Mac. Gatos, how are you? You guys are reunited. Last week you were separated. I don't know if, I think, Mac, you were at the spa. Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I sent him
yeah.
to the spa.
Sure, John. That's where I was.
Last Monday.
Right. Exactly. No, I had my mother and my mother was in town, so of course.
That's not what
you're
I heard.
Taking off, right? Oh, yeah, I guess I am, Mom, so I can be with you. Okay.
Ah, Diaz. So nice to
see
you.
You probably need the spa after that, don't you?
I need a massage, that's for sure. I am just, oh, my God. Carrying around all that, and then never mind.
Oh, don't get into it with
right.
his mom.
Jeez. Jeez.
Families are complicated, Mac.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you, John.
Oh,
thank you,
got
you
it.
For that news alert
no
right there. Jeez. Families are complicated.
Well, let's get into some of the stuff that's not as much fun as what we just had with Mac and his mommy.
So
we had another school shooting on last week. Okay, so let's talk about this part. Is it now insensitive to say thoughts and prayers when there's a school shooting or a mass shooting, whether it be something like what happened in Vegas with a guy, you know, just spraying bullets down on a crowd, or a 17-year-old going into a school and killing 10 people? We can't tell anybody now thoughts and prayers,
especially
because now that's being made fun of?
Especially if you're a politician, I think. When they put out on Twitter or Facebook or they say something on the news, boy, do they get crushed, John.
They do, and I think even people in our business do if you say that. So it's become this cliche, and so it is synonymous with inaction on gun control. That's how some see it. So when you say thoughts and prayers, people who want more gun control say, you're just giving lip service to a problem that needs to be addressed. Shame on you. So that's kind of where we are right now on this.
Well, Mac took the president to task last week, basically saying the president came out and said, we're going to try and do everything we can for you and my power and our prayers are with you.
We're going to try to protect students.
Yeah.
And no, you're not. No, you're not. You have demonstrated before. And John, I don't know about you, but, you know, you've been anchoring the news a long time. We've been in talk radio a long time. After Sandy Hook. And the, like, 15th time the President Obama, then President Obama, talked about another school shooting, I mean, he just looked like he was hopeless. And if nothing came out of Newtown or Sandy Hook, what are we even talking about then?
Well, the one thing I would say about this is I think we give the politicians far too much credit, okay? Mm. We are putting it in their court to solve this. And I really don't believe, first of all, in Santa Fe, Texas, I don't see any law that would have stopped this. The kid had no mental health issues that we know of. He wasn't red flagging on that. He didn't try to purchase a firearm. He took his dad's legally purchased firearms, a shotgun and a .38 caliber handgun, and did this. Mm-hmm. There is not a law out there, guys, that would have stopped this. And so why do we immediately, reflexively say we've got to do something, okay? Well, what? What? Because we gave these guys the power to protect us. I'm talking about the government on 9/11, and they failed to do it. Why would we expect that they're going to save us from every shooter out there? It's not going to happen.
John Hook.
I hate to put it that bluntly.
It's true.
But it's the truth.
You're right. John Hook from Fox 10. This is something that we've been talking about, too. If you're going to ask government for something, they're probably not going to get it done. And I'll even
or they're going to water it down to where it's really ineffective.
And just to go off from what you said, too, John, was there a law that would have stopped this kid? No.
No.
I'll tell you what would have stopped this kid. Good parents.
Yes.
Good
now
parents.
Now we're talking about personal responsibility, and that's where most of this lies.
So if the parents had gone on his social media, like good parents do, they would have found a lot of bad stuff. They would have found Nazi stuff. They would have found really insane things that this guy was saying.
Yeah, Born to Kill, right. A Born to Kill T-shirt, which I wouldn't want my kid owning. That would be a big red flag to me.
Yeah, and if your kid says, well, Mom and Dad, you can't follow me on Instagram or whatever, well, a good mom and dad would say, well, give me your phone because that's really my phone and I'm just letting you borrow it.
Exactly.
So it's not about laws all the time. You're right. But in especially in this situation, it's about parenting. And these two parents didn't get it done. Dad
right.
either locked his guns up and the kid broke in and got it, or dad left his guns laying around the house, or this kid, you know, knew where it was and took. He didn't go and buy a gun legally. He didn't steal a gun from, you know, Walmart. He went and he got his daddy's gun.
Right, right.
So, I mean, think, if you're a good parent, you know, maybe don't let your kid have the gun.
I think between all 50 states and the federal regulations, I think we've got something like over 2,000 gun laws in this country.
Mm-hmm.
2,000. And we haven't been able to stop this. So does anybody really think passing some other law is going to stop this? This wasn't an AR-15.
Nope.
This wasn't a quote-unquote assault rifle. This was stuff that somebody would have in their farmhouse or in their house.
Right.
I mean, I just think we give these guys way too much credit that the politicians are going to solve this problem for us. This is a societal problem. It's a societal problem.
And it starts with parenting. And we don't let our kids fail anymore. We wrap them in bubble wrap to make sure they don't get hurt. They don't know how to they don't know how to take on a crisis when they get older.
Or rejection in this case, because the kid was trying to ask this girl out for 4 months and she kept saying no.
Yeah.
And she was the first one targeted.
It's just a terrible, terrible thing. Terrible.
Yeah, I just think we are still looking for someone else to solve it for us. We want the politicians to solve it for us, and I'm not sure they're capable of doing it. I mean, sensible gun laws that even the NRA agrees with, that stuff should be done. If there's stuff that is reasonable and sensible, that's fine. But I think to think we're going to pass some law and this is magically going to end, I think you're absolutely living in la-la land if you think that. I don't believe it.
We're talking to John Hook, Fox 10 news anchor, 5 and 9 o'clock. He also wrote the book, Who Killed Bob Crane, The Final Close-Up. I don't know whether you saw this last week, John. I bet you did. 62% of likely GOP voters, they want John McCain to step down before the May 30th deadline. John, what do you think? And will McCain do that because he's all about service? He's all about serving the constituency. Or does he allow Doug Ducey to appoint somebody after the May 30th deadline when he unfortunately passes? And that way, well, he keeps his chair or his seat until 2020.
I don't know the answer to this because that's a national poll from Rasmussen. I would like to know what the number is in Arizona because that's really where the rubber meets the road. We have to find out where voters are coming from in Arizona if they think it's time.
But is it the right thing to do, though? Is it the right thing to do to say, hey,
well,
I've got cancer. I need to step down. I can't serve the way I did.
And you got the deadline.
I frankly, and this may not be popular, I do. I think that if you're about service, if you're about service and you have not been in the U.S. Senate since December and there have been 101 votes cast in your absence, I think that is an indication that you cannot fulfill your duties. I mean, we've got laws for this dealing with the president if the president is incapacitated. I don't know why that would not apply here, why it would be so crazy to say if you cannot do your duty in the U.S. Senate, you should probably step down. Now, that may not be popular. I don't know. But all I know is that if you are called on by the voters to perform a duty and perform a job and you're not performing it, I do think it's the right thing to do.
But how long do you give someone a chance to recover? And because I think you just, if you're a senator, you want a seat, you want an election that people picked you and something bad happens, you should have a period of time to recover. But I don't know how long you give somebody to recover.
That's the great question. And if he knows something we don't know, and there is some real sense that he may be coming back to work,
right,
then you give him all the time he can.
That's what we've heard, John.
We really need to be apprised of all this stuff. We are in the dark. We are not getting anything from the doctors. We're not getting anything from of note about Senator McCain's condition. So the voters are kind of left to say, well, we're on the honor system here. And I got to be honest with you. Part of this just kind of doesn't feel right to me.
In what way?
In the sense that if you're going to come back and there's a medical reason that looks like you're coming back, then you need to share it with the public. I really believe that that in the spirit of service, and John McCain is all about service, that that would be the right course of action.
But he seems to keep his legacy with the HBO documentary coming out and his book coming out. You would think that he's leaning toward maybe next week making that announcement with the release of the book and the documentary. I mean, his legacy would be sealed, right?
I think his legacy is already sealed. I don't know why we need the HBO documentary and another book.
My other argument to that is he's doing it to make sure that Arizona has at least one R senator. Because if his seat went up,
is there a
guarantee that it would turn? I mean, Jeff Flake's seat could turn Democrat real fast. I think they're doing it for retention of power.
That could be. So you're talking about this is a calculation to not make a move until after May 30th.
Right.
Maybe.
Okay. Maybe that is.
Because Ducey would have to appoint a Republican.
Maybe he's taking one for the party and saying, after the 30th, I will resign. But remember, when he does that, this is still an interim appointment by Governor Ducey till only 2020.
Correct.
Okay. And then you'd have an election to fulfill the final 2 years of John McCain's term, which would go till 2022, and then you'd have another election in 2022 to get back on the cycle to fill a full six-year term in the U.S. Senate. So maybe there is something going on in the background we're not aware of, but I think the public does have a right to know this stuff.
All right. John, we'll leave it at that. Always great to talk to you. We'll see you on next Monday's Memorial Day, so we won't talk to you on Memorial Day. We'll talk to you probably the next day.
Have a great vacation,
thanks, John.
You probably need a break. You may need a break from me. Just like, Mac, you may need one from your mom.
May? I live 2,000 miles away from my family, John. May?
Thanks a lot, John. Now I got to deal with this all day.
Hey, I'm here to serve.
Thanks, man. Yeah, John Hook from Fox 10.